A very warm welcome to this World Game Changers podcast, where your host, Paul D. Lowe, embraces many crucial conversations that compassionately contribute towards creating a better life and world. Paul's intention is very simple, to help get people's inspirational insights and motivational messages out into the world so others may benefit.
Listeners, and welcome back to this World Game Changers podcast episode. Today we are going to be doing the third and final episode in the mini series, I suppose you can call it, of what's missing from you having a better life. And maybe no introductions needed, because from the first two was Mark Spanky Reed from Arizona in the United States of America, and Kristen Johnson, also from America, this time in California. An immensely warm welcome to both of you, as usual.
Thank you, Paul. Great to be here.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, appreciate it. Good to see you guys again.
So, the question, we started the previous two and episodes around this with the question, what's missing from having a better life? But just to give a little bit more focus on this one, listeners, we're going to come at this from an angle of prosperity. We're going to drill down and bring things to a head. So, Kristen, I can invite you in, please, to kind of take the reins from a prosperity point of view. What's missing from you having a better life, or from us having a better life?
Well, thank you, Paul. There's a double meaning of prosperity. There's obviously the prosperity financial network that's part of the better BETTR network. And so that I know Mark is going to talk about, but there's also prosperity in general. And since I know Mark is definitely very, very much biblically oriented, spiritually oriented, there's a bunch of sayings about prosperity that are directly in the Bible. People think that prosperity and the Bible don't go hand in hand, but actually they do, because I'm looking at a whole list of quotes where it talks about prosperity, such as for example, let's see, it says Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And also Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and be put into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And you could go on and on. And other traditions have similar things to say about prosperity, because when you prosper financially, you have more to give. You have energy to give and money to give to charitable causes, and we've talked about that. So definitely prosperity is something that we talk about. There's a lot of thought about it. New Age, there's different things. There's a secret. There's all kinds of Wallace Wattles, the science of getting rich. There's so many things related to prosperity. But let me ask you a question, Mark. What does prosperity mean to you personally?
Well, I mean, at this stage of the game, at my current age, it's certainly different than what it was, as a teenager and as a young dad and that kind of thing. But, today, the one word that jumps out at me the most with prosperity now is time. I think, we seem to be, depending on where you're at in the world, the country, we have a system in place that unfortunately we have to exchange time for money and, use that money to provide for our families, to put food on the table. And we're all, if we had that opportunity to find something that could in my mind and the words that I use, buy some of that future time back because we are able to increase our income when we take that opportunity. And so prosperity to me is time freedom. It's a big thing. When you have time freedom, most likely your finances are in place. You're not worried about income coming in. Maybe you have money working and making more money on the side, whether you're working or not. That's prosperity. Being able to give of your time to someone that's in need, that's prosperity. So I know that that's kind of broad, but you know, I think for a large portion, I think the number's like 97% of people live paycheck to paycheck. You know, they're not in a position to where they can either offer a platform or offer whatever means that they are able to use to gain wealth, to gain the finances and get those finances in order to get back their time. You know, I just feel like if the larger percentage of the population had an opportunity to leverage, you know, the little extra time that they have to purchase back some prosperity time in the future, you know, I would ask them, would they take advantage of that moment, of that opportunity? So I would ask you, you know, I know we went through some biblical things just now, and I agree with you. I think, and I could be wrong on this, but I feel like money is talked about more than almost anything in the Bible, anything else, money and love, right? And I think it's because, you know, as worldly people at times, we think that money is going to solve all problems. And, you know, there are some portions of seeking that out that is not good, that is worldly, that is not of him, right? So, but I think there's huge lessons in that. And so for me, as I'm approaching the half a century mark here in a couple of years, you know, prosperity and time, they're much, much different than when I was a teenager and in my early years. And I am on a mission, and, you know, this platform certainly has allowed me the opportunity to buy back my future time. And if anything, be able to buy back my kids' future time as well. So an amazing, amazing thing.
I hear that. And it's just, you see so many books on time management. We all have 24 hours in the day, but spending that 24 hours the most productively. I know I'm not perfect at it, but learning how to spend those 24 hours productively and having the financial resources to have more, to get more of that, to maximize, to be able to, like you say, not have to trade so many hours of your life with your family for money. And to start living your purpose, and to be able to at least have more peace of mind is crucial. But there's so many time management books like 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, 1 Minute Manager, fill in the blank. And there's so many financial experts out there like Tony Robbins, whom Paul and I are fans of, Robert Kiyosaki. They all talk about the need to start making your money work for you rather than the other way around, and to be able to buy that time, to be able to buy that freedom. And one thing that Kiyosaki talks about, and I'm not sure about Robbins, but Kiyosaki talks about, you know, being able to create that flow of income, that passive income, where you have the flexibility to spend more time with your family and doing things that you would like to do. So how does the Better Platform do that? And how does it help people buy back that time? Because as we know, time is the one thing that we really can't make more of.
Yeah, great question. I mean, when Jeff created Better, the one thing that he didn't have on his financial services side is the ability for anyone and everyone to come on board and start creating an income and providing for their family, because you had to get certain certifications and licenses to be able to be a part of that company. And so because of that limitation, that's why he created Better. He wanted anyone and everyone from any walk of life, background, ethnicity, to have an opportunity to join a community that, you know, not, and yes, the better income side is the way everybody makes money, but also how can you live a healthier life? Can you physically do things as far as working out and taking care of yourself to help you have a better life? Maybe mentally, you know, is there mental health that you could seek out to help you, right? Mental health is a big, big thing these days. And so he's accumulated all these things to help everybody on the free platform. And anyone and everyone can be a part of that community. Likewise, with the better income side, he has partnerships in there that don't require a license. So, you know, we simply encourage people to, you know, connect with someone that's a part of that community. It doesn't cost you a penny to sign up. And then certainly find people that are moving in the same direction that you want to move in. Do what they do and you'll get what they've got. And so, you know, we have people, and this seems crazy, we just celebrated 12 months. And we have people that have made seven figures for the first time in their lives in these last 12 months of production. And you know, people in several six figures. We have people making six figures a month now. And so this is all from a free platform, and it is 100% referral. And so you essentially take maybe some things that you feel God's blessed you with and gifted you with. You have certain gifts and talents to offer. You can bring those things to the table and connect with one of our partnering companies and use those gifts and talents to, you know, help out a community, to help people, to help businesses. And through those referrals, if those businesses close and it ends up being, you know, a relationship with Better, you will get compensated for it, and you will get handsomely compensated for it. So it's an amazing thought. I mean, I don't know of any other company that doesn't require you to pull out your wallet and invest in it in the amount of $100, several thousand dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You think of a franchise, a restaurant franchise, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. And in the end, I was looking at them the other day, you know, you have over $1 million invested into, you know, that franchise in order to hopefully make an income for yourself, right? So it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to be able to offer an opportunity that, you know, that glimpse of hope that, you know, something could come along and be simple. You know, you have to put in some effort, find some time to be able to dedicate to it, but simple enough to where you could go help your community, and through that you can make an income from it.
Absolutely. It's an amazing thing. And I love what you say about the no investment, because that's the one thing you had to invest in multi-level marketing, which is, and you had to invest rather more and push yourself and sell things that maybe nobody even closest to you would buy. But this is not that. This is genuinely matching people with services that they can genuinely use, because who wouldn't want to be helped with their ERCs, their employee retention credits, and get more money? Who wouldn't want health insurance? Who wouldn't want to be connected with health insurance or financial services or any of the other things that you offer? These are genuinely things that people need, rather than, you know, and this is a dating me, Avon or Tupperware sometimes, because, yeah. You know, it's just kind of, these are things that people need, and it's things that they genuinely can use and don't know how to find, because finding the right services is a challenge sometimes. And that's the definition of prosperity, because I think prosperity is not only helping you prosper and having more time, but helping other people prosper And I'm pretty sure there's something in the Bible about when you help other people prosper, you lift yourself up as well.
Yep, absolutely. And I love that you touched on all those things, because, you know, when Jeff created this, and he's going to be adding more partnerships, I'll ask for forgiveness than ask for permission, I guess. But, you know, he's going to potentially have an opportunity where people can refer someone that wants to purchase a home. Mm. And if you refer them to our platform and they end up buying a home, that person will get, you know, a commission on that. Likewise, if they choose to refinance, you know, those are not part of our platform right now, but, you know, he is bringing kind of the Ferraris of their own industries to our platform and allowing them to be partners within, you know, the better income side. You know, as far as healthcare, if you can save a family 30 to 60% of their healthcare costs for the same coverage, man, that'll impact that family in a positive way. And, you know, likewise, if let's say, I don't know, for instance, they can't refinance their home, they have some debt, or they can't purchase a home. Well, guess what? We have Prosperity Financial Network, ironically, that is our debt consolidation company. And they can help you with that consumer debt. They can help you if you have student loan debt. And, you know, you start freeing up some money that's tied up right now. What else, how much more can that benefit that family and free up that stress for that family and for the kids and all that? You know, we have a language translation software company. Comcast is a massive, massive company. And every year they invest in 10 tech startup companies. And Let's Chat was one of them here a couple of years ago. And so they have patents and technology wrapped around AI and the ability to recognize an individual's device setting as to what language that device is set up to. And you can have the ability now, they didn't have this a month ago, but you can now, for a small subscription, no matter where you are in the world, go to any website and have that website come up in your preferred language on the individual side. And then you've got it on the business side. I know we heard a stat here a few months ago that FedEx missed over 2 billion foreign online impressions. They missed 2 billion impressions on their websites because those impressions simply didn't recognize the language that their website was set up at. You know, what sort of number could FedEx have been looking at if they were able to connect with that individual, with that person that was seeking them out for a service? So they have the ability, and it's a simple, simple plugin. FedEx, in less than 30 seconds, to put this Let's Chat plugin on their website, and they could know and be comforted that they're going to capture 100% of that, you know, that foreign language that isn't necessarily, you know, if they have their website in English, maybe it's Japanese. They know that they can be confident that they're going to capture, you know, that client. So then we have, we've got the healthcare, we've got, let's say, we've got employee retention credits, and this is a big deal. And if we can take a minute to talk about this, because there are so many scams out there. There are so many people out there trying to scam the system. And the IRS knows this, and they've prepared for this. And unfortunately for business owners, and, you know, I was a business owner, I didn't have W-2 employees, but I get several calls a day saying I need to go collect my funds. So it's just rough, because here I have something that could be life altering for the business, for the owners. And, you know, as I come and try and create a relationship and have conversations with them, it's difficult to get over that hurdle because they hear this story every single day. But the truth of the matter is, you know, with even in our beta test last year, we recovered about $250 million for several hundred businesses. That is a big deal. You know, the government had two choices, right? They had the choice of putting tens of millions of people on unemployment overnight. What would that have cost the government? I mean, it would have shut down our economy. Or they created this program through the CARES Act in early 2020 to allow business owners to capture a small credit. It's a small credit, not the entire credit, but a small credit of their payroll that they paid in to keep their employees on staff. The misconceptions out there, unfortunately, the CPAs haven't done their due diligence. They haven't looked into the language of the law. And to their defense, the language in that CARES Act has changed every quarter since they implemented it. So they have allowed more flexibility for businesses to qualify. So, but the biggest misconception is, my CPA told me I made too much money during that time and I don't qualify. That's one of the biggest lies there is. And it's unfortunate. And it takes a little bit for us to get over that hurdle. But, you know, our partner with Top Notch ERC, we're paving the way. We're setting a new pace for the industry in regards to timeliness, the paperwork behind it, what we stand behind, and, you know, our ethics. You know, we don't charge a dime to see if somebody qualifies. You know, if someone was affected from the pandemic negatively, there's potential that they could qualify for those funds. So, you know, we just simply tell them, let's take a look, let's see what you can qualify for, and we'll you know, get back to you. And to their surprise, they're either getting back several hundred thousand or a couple million dollars. And then the emotions and the floodgates turn on and they finally start, you know, opening up and giving us a little peek of vulnerability inside of actually what's going on within their company, to where, you know, we've heard some stories where they're either shutting down or they're going to have to let a lot of people go. And if it wasn't for the timeliness of our company, you know, they would have had to made those tough choices. So, but it is out there, and you know, the difference is, you know, we can take a look for free and see if people can qualify for these funds. It's a phenomenal thing. It's going to go away, but it's a phenomenal thing. And, you know, we're happy to help people where we can.
Well, I love that. And when you say ethics, when you say the values, that's priceless. And that's part of being able to uphold your values and being able to live your values, and also saving people the time that they might otherwise be spending on paperwork or jumping through all these hoops. That's prosperity too. Being able to free up some of that time and letting people have the room to do things that will really make a difference in their lives.
Yep, absolutely. It's a snowball effect. You know, we have helped some churches come through this program. You know, they have daycare facilities tied to their church, and we've been able to get them some funds back. And now we're in that next stage where, okay, you know, they're smiling and they're, you know, a little happy that God opened this door up for them. And now it's like, what can we do with the body? What can we do with your congregation? Maybe some business owners within your congregation, how else can we help this community? And it is an amazing thing. And it is prosperity, you know, to be able to allow them to have this opportunity to rightfully go get their funds back through this program. It's similar to having a tax return. You're not going to 1 year because you have $10,000 there and you had a good year decide, I had a good year last year, I'm not going to go retain those extra funds. No, those are your funds, and you should go get them. And maybe there's another need inside your company, whether it's employees or healthcare coverage for your employees. There's somehow some way that you can kind of pay it forward with this prosperity and take care of your community, take care of your business and the people that are around you.
just want to come in, guys, if I can, on what's been a really deep and fascinating insight here. And I think it's nicely brought together things that we spoke about in the first two episodes. But I want to offer this definition from Wikipedia of prosperity. And it's one that, you know, I've followed this particular definition for a long time now, and I've yet to see anything that gets even remotely close to it in terms of a definition for prosperity. And I quote, "Prosperity is the flourishing, thriving, good fortune, and successful social status. Prosperity often produces profuse wealth, including other factors which can be profusely wealthy in all degrees, such as happiness and in health." Isn't that a fantastic, holistic, stroke integrated definition of prosperity? And if we can be really kind of mechanistic about this, guys, doesn't money on the table help to achieve all those things? However we want to dress it up, they say that money can't buy and be loved. Well, okay, yes, absolutely agree with that. But outside of that, it's not a bad thing to have as an energy, is it, money? And it certainly speaks to those things in my mind anyway that I've just alluded to. So as we draw towards a close now, any thoughts around that definition? How better plays into that, Mark? You're well placed to speak about that. Kristen, from a more generic point of view, do you like that definition? Do you agree with it? Is it holistic enough? Anything at all, guys?
I think it's the whole enchilada, Paul. It definitely encapsulates everything. And yes, you're right. Money is definitely an energy, but happiness and health are the only, somebody says the only true wealth is health. I think it's been said by many people, many times, many ways. And if you don't really have health, you don't have anything. All the money in the bank is not worth anything if you don't have that good health. But at the same time, money is really important and can help with that good health. So I do think that prosperity is a container, if you will, that contains a whole host of things. And money is really at the top of the list. It ties everything together, if that makes sense.
I agree with you 100%. I think there's some negative sides to it if you're idolizing it, if you're putting it before others. But the good side in it is if you can take action for a short time or a long time, and open up the prosperity of time, open up the prosperity of other relationships. It's funny, you know, a small little plug, Paul, on your future book. But I mean, Kristen, you've talked about Tony Robbins, and I quoted him in the book. You talked about Robert Kiyosaki. I shared about his cash flow game that he has that we play with our kids. And I'm going to go to something else that's in the book. And that was a gentleman, I think I mentioned it to you, maybe potentially in the last one. But you know, it was a reel, and he was talking to, a few people, and he asked, you know, if I could give you $10 million right now, would you take it? And every single one of them lit up, and I'm, you know, participating myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm in, you know, kind of sitting forward. It's like, what else you got for me? I'll take the 10 million. He goes, okay, would that answer, you know, and solve some challenges in your life? Oh, absolutely. You know, you wouldn't have to really worry about anything anymore. And he said, well, if the condition was that you couldn't wake up tomorrow, would you still want the $10 million? And so it changed this perspective. Time is the most valuable thing, but in order to get that time, you kind of have to have a little bit of a hustle to be able to create enough kind of side money wealth to free up that time again. And so, I mean, that is absolutely what Jeff has created here, is it's a stepping stone. You know, he's created multi-millions for himself, and now he's come back to the table for people like me, you know, the average Joe, the average person, to have an opportunity. He's opened up that door. Hey, I have the key to what it's going to take for you to be able to provide for your family and open up this opportunity to free up time, to free up prosperity, to give of yourself and open up more relationships. You know, if at the end of your life, you have all the money in the world, but you have no relationships, was it worth it? Right. And certainly, you know, as my parents are getting up there in age, they could use a little more money. You know, they've worked very, very hard. Would they, if this opportunity was in front of them 20, 30 years ago, would they have that confidence to take that leap of faith to see if they could open up that prosperity of time in the future and open that up? So, you know, I love everything that Jeff's doing with Better. And, you know, I just want to thank both of you for giving me the opportunity to sit with you as a nobody that's enjoying this journey and this ride and this connection with all these amazing people that are doing some incredible things. And so, you know, I am honored and appreciate both of you and your hearts and willingness to be vulnerable and kind of go down this path with me. So thank you.
And on that, I don't know what the word is, listeners. Not very often I'm stuck for an adjective or anything. I'm quite blown away by that, Mark. I'm quite humbled by that. I don't know about you, Kristen, but thank you anyway. And I think all that remains now, Mark, is just leave us with how listeners can reach out, how they can connect with you, because you've spoken quite a lot, stroke passionately around Better and some of its key partners, and obviously Jeff as well. How can listeners reach out to you, Mark, as the first point of contact? You know, is there a website? Is there an email? What's the best way that people can dig in and find out more about you and connect with you?
Absolutely. They certainly can find me on LinkedIn. I think it's LinkedIn/ Mark Reed, M-A-R-C, Reed, R-E-I-D. I don't think I've changed that to Spanky or anything like that. That is one form. My email is Reed, R-E-I-D, .better, B-E-T-T-R, @gmail.com. And, you know, through those channels, we can connect and exchange numbers and, you know, open up a door to connect, to be able to communicate and, you know, see how I might be able to help you. And if they want to learn more about Better, my website domain is Better Partners, B-E-T-T-R, partners.com. And, you know, it's great. You can just kind of read through there and learn more about what the program is built around and what it offers. And, you know, there is the ability to be able to sign up too. But more than that, you know, I encourage people to, if they're in, then certainly go sign up. But find a way to connect with me so we can get together and create a game plan, share with you some success stories, connect you with people that are already having success. We do have a team that meets every morning, and we go through some different things that are on the platform, some mental health type things. We do some prayer in the morning and devotions right before we start, and just a phenomenal community. It's my small group every morning to kind of get my day started correct. But yeah, those are some great ways to get a hold of me.
Thank you. Kristen, thank you immensely as ever for essentially being the host of this podcast. Seems I'm saying that more and more and more these days, and quite happy, well, more than happy to do so. So immense gratitude to you for that. And all that remains now, listeners, is to sign off the way that we always do by saying, remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?
Thanks very much for listening to this World Game Changers podcast episode. Hopefully you found it interesting and helpful. Drop a line to paul@worldgamechangers.org with any thoughts or questions you may have, and he'll be more than happy to respond. Remember, the world's changing. How will you respond?